Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, what's up, everybody? You should come out to the Lynx Golf and Sports Bar at 2116 East Grand Avenue in Lindenhurst on Thursday, June 12th from 2 to 6 p.m. and take in the first round of action from Oakmont. The Spiegel and Holmes Show will be broadcasting live with myself. I'm Mark Rohde, also Rami Makhlouf, filling in for Lawrence and Spiegs, featuring a special appearance from Chicago basketball legend Bill Wennington from 4 until 6 p.m. out there tomorrow. Download the Circa Sports Illinois app or fund your existing Circa Sports Illinois app and receive an on-site match incentive of up to $500. Plus, you can take a swing for a chance to win $5,000 with a hole-in-one courtesy of the Lynx. It is all brought to you by Circa Sports Illinois, sports betting the way it should be. So I'm looking forward to being out there tomorrow. A couple of housekeeping things here before we dive back into the Bears, and we're going to hear from Colston Loveland in moments here. But first, I just want to be clear on what is happening at 5 o'clock here on The Score tonight. Anthony Heron is here. I'm Mark Rohde. We are in for the guys. At 5 o'clock, you are, as you proclaimed yesterday, the singular football expert from The Score.
I guess I'll call it my day job. Like, I'm the football guy here at the station. There we go. Yep, it's me.
The football guy. It's even more egregious than I thought. He's the football guy here at The Score. That embodies even more than just saying expert.
Now, just to clarify, if I'm not the football guy amongst the hosts at the station, who is?
Dave Wants.
Okay, so we're adding some qualifiers. You're amongst the hosts now. Why didn't you say that yesterday?
Well, because I was in the middle of asking Craig Counsell a question. But that is how it was being framed in my head.
I had all
you didn't stop while you were asking the question to Craig Counsell. Well, actually, we're going to qualify this. Yeah, among the hosts. Right. The producers.
That's why it was so beautiful, because it was an act of humility on your part to be like, I'm just a guy. I don't understand your bats and balls and your Rawlings and your elbow pads and the oven
mitts. Is that what they use? They use Rawlings?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll take your word for it. I don't know anything about baseball.
I mean, I assume that the baseball is still Rawlings, right? I mean, that's the only baseball brand name. Are there other baseball brand names? I don't know that there are. But you are.
I'll be the eye candy. You be the football guy. I'll be the eye candy at The Score.
No,
let's go with that.
I never wanted to be like proclaim myself as.
I kind of feel like you did.
Football guy.
I think you took it as a personal affront that I referred to myself as the football guy.
I did not think, I'm the football guy. What I was thinking when we thought you were just boasting was, that's interesting.
Okay.
Also, you think you're the football guy around here? I didn't think I would, but like I said, I wouldn't
out
go
of
up,
the various options.
I would not go up to Olin Kruse and say, hey, Olin Kruse, I'm the football guy here.
No, I go see what you
to
mean.
Dave, I wouldn't go up to Dave Wanstead and say, hey, Dave
I got
look
you.
At, look
so
at
you're
me.
Viewing it like as a more of a collective, like everyone who speaks on the station, then where is the football hierarchy with that? I got you.
Yeah, yes.
Okay.
Like where it is. But I get it. You're here more frequently than, say, Patrick Manley. Or Olin Kruse.
Besides being here frequently, I actually host full shows.
You do.
But my role here is just different than
this. So you just disqualified all those guys, basically.
Yes.
Kruse, you're out. Patrick Manley, 65, get your equipment and go on home.
Yep, they've been cut.
That's it. Dave, Wani, love you.
Bring the playbook.
We had a great draft show. We got through the pizza eating on the air. we made it. But you are not a football guy, sir.
Nope. I'll be the brains. Dan Weederer could be the football guy. Let's go with that.
Yeah, see, that? Dan Weederer is a great football guy. But in the name of that, and just because you're here and you do know a lot about football, and you probably know football than all the people. I see five people within the studio bounds right now. You probably are a better football guy. In that vein, I got a little something for you.
There's a lot of questions about that.
Oh, Jesus. You see, this is why we did the segment yesterday, where I said that Anthony Heron comes in and corrects the record in a condescending way. It's just great when Anthony does that. He kicks back, listens to the score all week while we're doing all the hard work and forming opinions and coming up with segments, and he's like,
"I
don't think so."
Played and coached football for all these years, would think he knows more football than us.
Last time that Ant was on with us, it was after the Bears did not draft Caleb Johnson, the Steelers did. I kept telling him, like, Caleb Johnson, running back out of Iowa, Bears could take him in the second round. Ant comes on, he's like, oh, by the way, at the end of the hit, I just gotta talk to the producer, Alex Kuhn. Yeah, I was right.
there was a brief moment in time I was like, you know what, they might mess around and get Caleb in round number two, because I like Caleb the entire time I've been seeing him as a third round back. But then back start coming off the board.
Yes, they did.
Alex May, and you know, we both got our Iowa connection and everything. And Alex has been telling me since the final game of the regular season, Caleb's going to be a second round pick. I think the Bears got a shot at him. So, Bears might get a shot at him in round three. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it's going to be round two. Mm-hmm. Look for a minute like he's going to go in round two.
Do you go around?
And then he didn't.
Do you have on your business card in your wallet, do you put on there a special spot on the times that you were right? You can just go through the car and be like, I was right here.
That would
I was
be
right
very
there.
Difficult. I put the times I'm wrong on there. That fits much better.
Oh, it does.
I have very small card stack.
You know? I just need
I just
a little bit of humility out of you.
All the times
that's
I'm
all,
correct.
That's all I needed. Yeah. That's all I needed.
By the end of the show, I'll display some.
Along with being a football guy here at The Score among hosts, Ann is also a big conservationist. He loves saving paper. Yeah, like, God forbid, if we had to use all that paper to fill up all those times that he was correct.
Can't do it, man.
The forest would be depleted all across the world.
I'm trying to protect this planet.
Oh, man, it's going to be something to behold at 5:30 when we have Chuck Swirsky on. It's going to get really holy in here. Two guys that are holier than thou, Anthony Heron, and no doubt about it, Chuck Swirsky. So it's going to be a good guy off.
Have you ever, by the way, the times in the locker room where you were being a heathen, basically with the guys who were thanking God for everything, has Chuck heard that? Have you shared those moments with Chuck?
No, I haven't. No, that's not part of our relationship.
Like, I remember, like, you were sitting there, and I think it was like Parkins was where you are right now. I was here, and you had one of your Bears hits days, and you played. Who was the player the first time you did it?
The first time.
Kind of shaking your head at God for a second, though.
It's the running. I'm having.
Like,
it wasn't
Bayless,
was it? No, it was the Bears starting running back at 2 years ago.
What's this? Give me a letter. Give me the D.
Oh, you know it. You know it.
Oh yeah, I just played it. Yeah, so I have it labeled here as the player. Yeah.
God, who was not DeAndre Swift? Just keeps going through my head.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I don't remember.
Deontay Foreman.
There we go.
I've covered a lot of running backs in my day. Yes, I have.
Let's play that for Chuck. This would be a great day to play that for Chuck.
Well, kind of shaking your head at God for a second, though.
With the event he's getting ready to host. I think Chuck would get a lot out of that.
I'll never forget that day walking out. Like, I didn't think it was that big of a deal what I did.
Because you're heathen, that's
but,
why.
Yeah, I guess so. I guess, yeah, right? Like, but everybody kind of squirming. And then as I walk out of Hallis Hall in the atrium area, I walk out, and there's Herb Howard and all the guys from the Bigs, and they're looking at me. They're shaking their heads at me. They're like, oh, man.
They're
like,
probably keeping their distance and get struck by lightning,
like,
or something.
Herb had this look in his eyes, like he wouldn't even look me in the eyes. He was like, oh man, good luck for the rest of your day.
Oh,
nobody
man.
Wanted to be around me for a little while at that point. So yeah, I guess I am a little bit of a heathen. But I
when
look
you've
at,
lost the guys at the Bigs, when
oh,
you've lost
yeah.
the Bigs, it's over for
I
you,
know.
Man.
That's the way I was like, yeah, their arms folded, shaking their heads as I'm walking to the parking lot.
Oh,
that was a long walk. That was the only moment where, wait a minute, what did I do today? Oh,
the gravity of the moment.
I was like, Deontay Foreman stuff.
Yeah.
I think the best way to get out of that talk and this God talk is to hear from a guy who, it's pretty interesting that Jake Butt said that he thinks that Colson Loveland could be, like, he sounded pretty confident, and obviously health has to come into play, that he could end up being the number two target for Caleb Williams this year, which would be fascinating to see. Colson Loveland was at the podium yesterday at Hallis Hall. Let's listen to him.
Just taking each day at a time, you know what I'm saying? Just keep my feet where they are, and attacking each thing, whether that's meeting, working out. I feel like the camaraderie and relationships with the guys and the whole team, you know, staff as a whole, has been really good. It's been good to connect and just build those relationships. You know, we're all in the same mindset. We're all headed to one goal. So a lot of like-minded individuals in this building, and it's good to feel that and know that. We're really just focused on working, trying to get back ASAP.
Think you'll be ready to good, or you'll be good to go by the start of training?
That's the plan, man. Just working every day to get there.
What's the last hurdle, or is there a last hurdle to being 100%?
Yeah, really just getting the strength back and, you know, mobility is just continuing each day to work. And you know, when I'm there, I'll be there and I'll be out there ready. So
what are you able to do right now, football activity-wise, physically?
You know, I'm, like I said, just working, catching balls, doing what I can, just doing whatever I'm allowed to do, you know, communicating with the PT, coaches, and doing what I can. But, yeah.
Time to bend for you, I'm assuming you're going to be itching to get out there and just pull yourself back.
Yeah, obviously a competitor and want to be out there, but just doing what I can. Like I said, just continue to work. It's a blessing to even be here right now, to be alive, to have, you know, be in Chicago on this amazing team. So I'm just, like I said, keeping where my feet are, enjoying every moment, getting better every day, 1% at least, and just go from there.
Are there things you can do to work on your chemistry with Caleb without being out there trying to?
Yeah, I think, you know, I think it can go from just even small talk, just us conversating outside the building, you know what I'm saying? And that's as an offense, as a team, as a whole. When you just hang out and are around each other, the camaraderie on the field builds, so just stuff like that.
What do you talk about in small talk?
It's just, that's our small talk.
What has Cole brought for you in that room and helped you with those mental reps so far?
Yeah, I mean, all the tight ends have been super helpful. But, yeah, Cole, I mean, it's a vet right there, does everything the right way. Really good at football, like really good mentally, really good physically. So it's a great guy that I can look up to. And he's been very coachable. Let me know, you know, show him I run a route or do something, you know, he'll tell me some things, how he sees it, some coverage things or whatever that may be. So he's been super helpful and I'm very appreciative.
Did you get him a wedding gift?
I didn't, not yet, but I made sure to tell him congrats. And I'll say it again, congrats to him. That's super cool.
And that right there is Colson Loveland, the Bears' number one overall pick, the tight end out of Michigan. And, yeah, getting his strength back in the shoulders, that's good. But he sounded exactly like a guy who hasn't been on the field yet in the preseason program, which I'm on record, and I won't belabor it again today. It just makes me very nervous that he has done nothing, and it makes me nervous that it's going to ultimately hurt his initial progress in the league. And he talks about taking mental reps. And then the things that you would say if you weren't playing, it's a blessing to be here. I'm just happy to be here. Like, I'm so anxious to get past that point with this player. And it crushes me that he's missed this part of the season.
Those are obviously the right things for him to be saying, but you'd rather not hear him saying those things that injured people say. You'd rather he was talking about things he had done during the practice field,
that's
plays
why it
hurt he'd made,
me. Like
mistakes
going,
he'd made.
That rolled through my system again.
Yeah.
Like, I was like, okay, let's just talk about this player as opposed to being angsty about the fact that he's been out, and then hearing him talk in that language or that tone of an injured player has brought it all back again.
So between he and Luther Burden, especially after the Jake Buck conversation where Jake's saying there's a chance. And I don't disagree with Jake. I don't think he's crazy to think that possibility is there. But to your follow-up, there would be likely several bears that Colston Loveland would need to leapfrog to end up being the number two most targeted essentially bear. But between Loveland and Burden, neither one has been healthy here as of late. Who concerns you more?
Yeah, you know what? Let's dig into that after the break. And why don't we put together like a little mock list of how it should line up with these weapons, the pass catchers, we'll just call them, for the Bears, because Jake Buck kind of threw a wrench into it, or something very provocative that he thinks it's not out of the question that Colston Loveland could be the number two target on the Bears.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.